West African diplomats are trying again to bring about a ceasefire in a deadly civil conflict in the Ivory Coast. Representatives from the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, met today with rebel leaders in the Ivory Coast's second largest city, Bouake. The armed conflict has split the country along ethnic lines and driven an estimated 200,000 people from their homes, threatening the stability of the entire region. From the rebel-controlled city of Bouake, NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Parts of Bouake look like a ghost town. The streets empty, the stores shuttered, banks and gas stations have all closed down. The only vehicles on the roads are the rebels, speeding 4x4s, the barrels of their guns jutting out the windows. The foreign minister of Senegal, Sheikh Tidiane Gadio, arrived by helicopter to try to lay the groundwork for negotiations that could ease this crisis. Gadio was sent here on a peace mission by the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS. He said he found the rebels, in his words, honestly interested in peace. An earlier ceasefire accord from ECOWAS collapsed last Sunday. Despite this, Gadio says this peace process is moving quickly compared to negotiations in other armed conflicts in Africa.
We have had conflicts and crisis where people had to work 1 year, 2 years, 3, 10 years sometimes. Now we're talking about 1 week or 2 weeks. You know, we are very optimistic.
Last weekend, the government of President Laurent Gbagbo rejected an earlier ceasefire deal hammered out by ECOWAS. President Gbagbo said negotiating with the rebels gave them too much legitimacy. Even as the talks were unraveling, government troops launched a military assault to try to retake Bouake. Although the two-day attack was unsuccessful, state-run television announced the liberation of the city. The news led government supporters from one ethnic group to celebrate in the streets. Some of these people were later chased down and killed by backers of the rebels who are from a different ethnic group. The insurgents who launched the deadly coup attempt on September 19th had been ready to sign a ceasefire a week ago. After the talks today, rebel leader Tuo Fozi said no new proposals had been put on the table. Even so, Fozi said the rebels are open to a negotiated settlement. We are ready to find a real and just solution to this crisis, he says. The northern rebels have been vague about their goals, saying they want equality and justice in the Ivory Coast, but also, more concretely, calling for new elections to replace President Gbagbo. The rebels draw support from ethnic groups and West African immigrants who say President Gbagbo manipulated the last presidential election to disqualify a popular northern politician. The rebels and negotiators plan to resume talks tomorrow on what would be the very first step of returning peace to the Ivory Coast, an agreement simply to stop the fighting. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Bouake, Ivory Coast.